LCCCRadio.com, The Duck. This is Laura Kell. I'm speaking with the legendary Bob James. How are you, Mr. James?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy to be talking with you.
Thank you. We are so happy to have you. I know that you have a couple sold-out shows this weekend with Howard Paul. I was just wondering, what can the lucky fans in North Carolina expect from those?
Well, it's actually South Carolina, Hilton Head. It's a really, really cool jazz club called the Jazz Corner.
Mm-hmm.
I played there a couple of times. Howard and I played there last year, too. The owner is a great musician himself, a guy named Bob Mastoller, who has been very lovingly supporting this club for a long time and built up a great audience of music listeners, so it's a treat to play there, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
Oh, that's great. I wish I could go. over the past year, you did the album with Howard Paul, Just Friends. You also did the Altar in Vega with Keiko Matsui. How did these collaborations come about?
Well, with Keiko, it goes back probably more than 10 years now. I had invited her to play with me, to guest on one of my albums, a project called Dancing on the Water. And I had been a fan of piano duet music and always loved the challenge of sharing the piano bench with somebody else and trying to work out the choreography of that. And I decided it would be fun to ask Keiko to plays piano duets with me, and I composed a new piece for her. Actually, the song that I composed at that time was called Altair in Vega. 10 years later, it became the name of our CD as well. But she was kind of surprised when I invited her, because I'd only met her a couple of times backstage when we were both performing in the same festivals and so on. But we really enjoyed the challenge of playing the piano duets, and so she ended up writing a piece for me that I performed or guested on one of her CDs, and we ended up doing a tour together, performing in Japan, and then the next year we came to the U.S. and performed too. So we did a lot of live shows, but during that time we had hoped to expand this kind of hobby thing into a full project, and it just never happened for various contractual and logistical reasons. Until about a year and a half ago, we started back up again, played a few live dates, and then just became determined that we were going to make this music available via CD. And eventually what happened is that the record company agreed to also let us put out a DVD along with it, and we released Altair in Vega as a sort of combination CD and DVD package. And for me, it was very important that they did that, because a lot of the fun of this music is seeing it. It's really hard to even know who's playing what when you just listen to a CD, because we're both playing the same piano, and there's no way to separate the two of us onto the left speaker and the right speaker. It just comes out as a piano sound.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see what we're doing visually, then the audience can see how sometimes we cross hands and sometimes we switch places, with one of us taking the lower part and the other one taking the upper part. And it's just basically just a very different approach that we take to play the piano. And two is mightier than one, I think, for the most part.
Well, that is a great album. I've actually been playing the song Altair in Vega on here at Duck Radio quite a bit, and really loving that album. Also really love the album with Howard Paul. How did that come about?
I have been spending some time in Savannah, Georgia. Actually, I'm speaking to you now from Savannah, where I spent about 3 months in the wintertime. Normally, the rest of the year, I live in northern Michigan, but it gets pretty brutally cold up there, and I'm a little bit of a wimp when it comes to the long winter snow. So my wife and I started coming down here, and about 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Howard Paul. Actually, we met at the Jazz Corner, and he was playing there with his quartet, and I came up and sat in with him. And I just really loved the way he played. I felt a real kind of bond with the way he approached playing jazz guitar. He's a very low-key guy, and his swing feels very relaxed, and I just really enjoyed myself a lot and became determined that I'd figure out a way for us to work together again. So one thing led to another. Last year, he invited me to come out to California. He has a close friend who owns a winery in the Napa Valley, beautiful place, and he and I performed at a special event there, and we have done several different live gigs, but it was so much fun that we decided that we would expand that into a CD project, which turned out to be this record called Just Friends.
Well, that is a great record. I actually just played Autumn Leaves just a little bit ago. It's all standards, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of what my approach has been for the most part. Most of my records in recent years have all been original compositions, and even when I go out with the four-play group, all of us compose, so it's not that often that we end up playing standards. So that was also a lot of fun for me to go back and explore some of the tunes that I used to play many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm. I really love that album. Actually, one of my favorites of yours. I was just curious. Talking about Keiko Matsui, I watched a documentary on your website called Jazz for Japan, and that seems to be. I saw her in the documentary, but that seems to be a subject you're pretty passionate about, helping Japan rebuild. I was just wondering if you wanted to talk about that, and also, is there any chance that Put Our Hearts Together will show up on an album in 2012?
Well, great question, and thank you for asking it. Yes, there's a lot of deep sentiment and emotion that I feel about Japan as a country, as a culture, and special feeling for the people that I've met there over many years. They have been very loyal supporters of my music, and I've had so many opportunities to go over there to perform and to learn from the differences between their culture and Western culture. So when the tsunami happened last year, even though I was not there, I felt tremendous pain and frustration. And I really wasn't sure what directly that I could do at first, but I immediately contacted my friends to find out if they were okay, and some of the music business people. I just immediately volunteered to do whatever I could, and I wasn't sure what that was going to be. About a month later, I got a call asking me to perform at a jazz festival in the prefecture of Iwate. The prefecture over there is kind of the equivalent of what is the size of a state would be here, and the Iwate prefecture had been one of the areas that had suffered the worst from the tsunami, and this jazz festival was going to be a benefit to help in the recovery process. So I was very flattered and very glad to be able to do something in the way of contributing.
Mm-hmm.
So, as it turned out, I was the only American jazz musician who ended up playing on this festival. It was a small festival there, and almost coincidentally, Keiko Matsui, my friend, was also performing on it, and she currently lives in Tokyo. So, the festival really just gave me the opportunity to give back, and I ended up composing this piece to try to figure out a way to make a little bit of a finale at the end of the evening on the festival and invite everybody to join in with me. And it turned out that all the Japanese people were very appreciative of it, and the piece worked out so well that they actually ended up asking me if I would do an arrangement of it for the group Foreplay, and we performed it in the new four-play arrangement when I went over to Japan and at the end of the year, and we have now decided that we are going to include that arrangement on our new CD project that we're starting next month. So it's always unpredictable what things will actually end up on the CD. Sometimes we start out to do things and change course in midstream or whatever, but it's my intention and my hope that that piece will be on the new four-play album.
Well, looking forward to that, as well as a new four-play album altogether.